Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend. I did. I absolutely did nothing. Did nothing over the weekend. I ate a lot. I'm paying for that now. But I kind of took a vacation, so to speak, from Twitter, from Facebook, on the show's page. Of course, last week I was so busy I wasn't getting a whole lot of that done anyway. And from the news. I took a vacation from the news. It was kind of nice. But then when you get back to it, it's the same old ugly. And I thought we would talk a little bit about that today. I want to, as you know, this weekend, ISIS attacked a mosque in Egypt. And I'm thinking about what hate they have in their hearts for others. So much hate in their hearts. So they, just to put it out simple, they put a bomb in the mosque, or they bombed the mosque from, and then they stood outside with guns as people tried to run out to safety and just gunned them down. What kind of hate do you have to harbor in your heart to do that? Over 300 people murdered. That's hard for me to fathom, that kind of hate. I have things I don't like, but to hate somebody, I don't have that in me. I have people I don't really like a lot. I don't want to hang around them, but I don't have anyone I hate so bad that I would like to see death to them. It's not in me. I guess it may be somewhere. They say all of us has a point. But to stand outside a church, even if it's a mosque, and you've let off a bomb, they come running out to safety, and you gun them down. Women, children, men, whoever. Just gun them down. And I watched some news yesterday, not much, a little bit. I turned over to the Hallmark Channel and watched all the sappy love stories. But to watch Charles Barkley go off. Now, I know he's a big guy, but he went off on Roy Moore and President Donald Trump and anybody who supports him. Calling them white nationalists racist. Why is it if you're for this nation to prosper and do well, that makes you a racist? I mentioned to Melody when I was on the show prior to this one that I don't get that. Because from the history that I have studied in our wars, even the Revolutionary War, people of all colors fought for liberty. Now, some of them fought on the other side, that's true, of all colors. But in our wars, whether you were of Asian descent, white descent, Indian descent, meaning Native Indians of America, black, it doesn't matter. You went to war for liberty. To secure freedom. But for some reason now, it's become the new political correctness to call everybody, including these white people out there, calling everybody racist. What happened to America's melting pot, where we melted together to be one people? What makes us unique are those cultures. Not that the cultures stay separate, but that they melt together. Now, if you go out for Mexican and you're not Hispanic, you're a racist. You can't eat that food. Well, I think the people who run that restaurant kind of like your money. They've gone bananas. They've absolutely gone bananas. So what is it they really want? What is it they want America to look like? What is it Charles Barkley wants? They're okay with murdering unborn babies. Why is that okay? Let me tell you, Charlie, that in and of itself is racist, because they target the poor. They target the poor. They target the black neighborhoods. Margaret Sanger was a white supremacist. And for some reason, the Democrat Party lifts her up in esteem. You want to tell me about that, Charlie? Mr. Barkley? Why? Why is it wrong to be wanting to make America great again for all Americans? Why is that racist? Why is that whitish? Why? To have all of us prosper, regardless of your color, regardless of your occupation, regardless of where you live, what state. Why is that white racism? It's a hate that I do not understand. I don't hate Charles Barkley because he's tall or because he's a different color than I am. I don't hate him, but I don't understand him either. Why would they be for these things? Big government that enslaves people when they talk about slavery being bad. There's different kinds of slavery. And right now they fail to understand who the master is. Big government, particularly the Democrat Party, but I don't give the Republican Party any slack, I'm telling you. They are definitely sheep and wolves in sheep clothing. Not cheap clothing either. The American people are paying dearly for what these people are doing. So why? Why is it wrong to make America great again? Why is it wrong to want lower taxes? Why is it wrong to want the government officials out of your health care? Because they got into it is why it's expensive. They are the problem. Your elected officials are the problem. Congress is the problem. The solution is we the people, not President Donald Trump. He cannot drain the swamp. Only the American people can drain the swamp. The D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals have made those deals, and that's why they can't do tax reform the way we want it. That's why they will not repeal and replace. I don't want them to replace it. I just want them to repeal it. Obamacare. That's why they don't want to build a wall. That's why they don't want to change immigration or follow the immigration laws, federal laws, because they have cut some deals, I don't know, that may come back on them in a bad way if they do. Because they're owing people. They took money. Yep. They took favors. I don't know the specifics, but I know that they have gotten rich. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we the people? Oh, yeah. We'll be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
A moment from a founding father, perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're going to go to the phone lines to my favorite gal that calls every once in a while, Lauren from Ohio. Lauren, how are you today?
Hey, Beth Ann. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good. I just wanted to kind of ease your mind. You're giving these people too much credit, okay? We need to stop acting like anything they're saying about this race war stuff is even true.
Isn't
they're trying
crazy?
To foment it. It's not real. If it was real, you'd have never elected Obama president. That's white people that did that. And I'm black, and he's a criminal, and you never should have been elected. But I'm a black woman married to a white man with five children. So it's not about racism. You fall in love with who you fall in love with. But I'll tell you, as white people, you'd better start paying attention to the fact that they are trying to eliminate you from the planet. That is going on. And it's the same illusion with the race wars right now. They want to have us at each other's throats.
That's right.
And we need to just ignore them. Stop acting like it's true. Stop twitching it. I'll tell you what, I'm black, so I don't have white guilt. I feel bad for you people with all your white guilt. It stops you from exercising common sense. If you look at what's going on in France right now, they're trying to separate France into two Frances because they let so many Muslims in that now they've bred the white people out.
Yeah.
They screwed them right out of their seats. And still they stand there, we shouldn't have babies because the world's such a bad place. The Bible says be fruitful and multiply.
Absolutely.
Now, the thing that's funny about what the Muslims are doing, they're doing what God said. Be fruitful and multiply. He who has a quiver full of sons is blessed. If you have a quiver full of sons, you also have a quiver full of daughters. Five is a quiver. So you got 10 kids coming out. That's what God said do. Okay? So they're actually doing what God said. And they're getting the results. They're getting the power that comes from walking in his way. Even though they don't believe in him. Okay? My point is, it's the actions that we take every day that make the fruit. And you will know them by their fruits. Well, the Muslims are populating this planet. And if you white people don't watch out, you will be slaughtered. You will be eliminated. That is the goal. And you need to stop worrying about what somebody's going to say about you, or are they going to call you a racist, or will you be excluded from the dinner party or the club? Don't worry about any of that. Worry about doing what God says do, and don't do what he says don't do. And the other thing is, you cannot twitch about, well, it's their religion and we can't be against their religion. Excuse me, Christ came to be a rock of offense. There is one truth. And the one truth is God made the men made a club, the club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to manage the maids and the butlers of the club. This is the land of free kings. Stop worrying about what they say. Don't worry about what the Supreme Court says. I'm black. The Supreme Court said black people were property. Do I care what a bunch of white men, or I don't care what color they were, a bunch of men said about my trip through this universe, my experience in this body? Am I going to limit myself to what men tell me to do or don't do? Heck no. And neither should any of you. And when we start doing as we please, as free kings do, the king rules the castle. When we start doing as we please, my children do what I tell them to do. They don't do what government says. They don't ask permission. I don't ask permission to live my life.
You are their government.
Well, that's right. Until they're 20 years old, and when they're 20 years old, they are responsible to the Lord, and what they choose to do is their business. That's going to be between them and their maker. Mm-hmm. And I'm done, but I've done my job. And this is what I'm talking about. I look at all this Muslim stuff and bringing all these people in. There are seven Muslim countries selling women on slave blocks right now. And you don't hear a word about it. It's all about what Thomas Jefferson did 200 years ago. We need to take his statue down because he had slaves. Excuse me? And we have nothing to say about Muslims cutting out women's genitals, treating them worse than dogs, selling them on slave blocks right now, and we're going to trade with them and we're going to bring them in. No! If you want to come to this country, you're coming to assimilate. You're coming for the freedom. You're coming to respect other people. That's what you're coming here for. And remember, part of their religion is they can lie. They can lie.
Oh, yes, yes.
And that's what I'm saying. This is where the lack of education. Get your children out of these schools. They don't teach them anything worth knowing. And I'm telling you, I ran for state school board. I looked at the curriculum. They're lying to them on purpose. And they're lying about everything. From the food pyramid to JFK to global warming. They just lie, lie, lie. So what is the point? It's like going to doctors. Either they're wicked or they're stupid because they don't understand the machinery of the human body. And they're not taught it. And I was a drug rep. My dad was a heart surgeon. So, I mean, I believed all that stuff. I was pre-med in college. I believed it. But my belief doesn't make it true. And when I found out the truth, that's when I altered my course, altered my activity. And now I have good health, healthy children. I mean, just everything is good when you go Yahweh's way. So I would just encourage you not to speak as if what they're saying is true. Laugh at them. Ignore them. Laugh at them.
You know, that's what they do to the rest of us.
Well, no, but that's my point. It's a scam. And to take it in and to act like it's, you know, real gives them power that they don't deserve.
People like Charles Barkley, they believe this stuff. They have been brainwashed.
I get it, but they don't like being laughed at. And I'll tell you, I come from these people. I voted for Bill Clinton the first time he ran. Okay? What does that tell you? He said he was not going to pass NAFTA. He didn't want the 8-to-1 wage differential. And he passed NAFTA with a lame duck Republican congressman 6 weeks after he was elected. Mm-hmm. And I looked up and said, oh, my gosh, he lied to me. Well, you only have to do it once, and I know about it. Once I know about it, you're done. I'm not going to act like what you're saying is real or true. I'm not going to give you access to my children. I could have gone to the White House. I have family friends of them. You know, oh, hey, do you want to come to East Regular? Heck no, I'd never take my children around that man. Because I understood what he was, a rapist, a pedophile, and all this Lolita Express stuff coming out. Yeah, it's about time. And Hillary Clinton on there with him. Doing this stuff. In Anthony Weiner's computer under life insurance, pictures of her molesting children. These are sick people, and we're a sick population to put up with this nonsense from these people, this evil. It's our own fault. for putting up with it. And I'm saying it's time to stand up and stand your ground. White people, be proud you're white. Black people, be proud you're black. Humans, be proud. Men, be proud that we're men. And let's respect each other. We best protect each other when we each respect the truth. And the truth is we are all created by one God who gave each one of us life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in the form of free will. And that Constitution and Declaration of Independence, that's what they focus on. And don't talk about, well, black people, they were considered three-fifths of a human. And the reason was is because they didn't want to give them rights. Now, if a man, even if he was black in the South, was a Christian, he could not be enslaved. Because they understood that you had a master, and it was the same master as there. And the other thing is, it's black people and Muslims who are slaving right now.
Oh, yeah.
White people have stopped slavery all over the world.
Yes.
And so, you know, be proud to be who you are. Stop running from these people. Laugh at them. Get the facts. Get the evidence. And put that out there when you hear these people talking about their little rap. You know, my truth, your truth. No, there's one truth.
There's only one truth.
You keep kicking butt, girl. I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you, Lauren.
Love to hear you.
Thank you. God bless
you.
Take good care. Appreciate it. Thank you for that. She gives us a booster shot. You know, we have to be bold and be brave. We cannot be ashamed of who God made us to be. You had no say in whether you were born white or black or purple or pink or yellow or green or whatever color. You had no say in that. That was God's gift to you. That was God's gift to you. And we are one people regardless of our color. It doesn't make any difference. So the fact that they're all pointing it out tells me they got a problem. Like I said, I don't dislike Charles Barkley because he's tall or because he's a different color than me. But I have some questions for him, and he needs a history lesson. But what is it that we, the people, nowadays, what do we want this nation to look like? Because we are completely inside, outside, upside down. We have lost our way because we have taken God out of school. We have taken God out of this and out of that. And we, who say we're believers, are afraid to say anything for fear of offending someone. Don't be afraid to offend. Be afraid to condemn. The truth will set you free. Lauren is absolutely right. We can't let them enslave us. And they are the ones that are pushing this. Ignore it. Why do we always feel like we have to go at it? We, the people, are created equal. All of us. And we are a republic, meaning we are the ones in charge. But that only works if we, the people, stand up and do something and take charge. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. What is it you want America to look like today? Big government or small government? And we will be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. Lauren has woke a few people up. Well, I don't know that she's woke them up. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
I'm great, Beth Ann. And all I can say is, wow, Lauren, you need to run for office.
Isn't she awesome?
She is. I tell you what, that is a Proverbs 31 woman right there.
You bet. You bet. Literally, she is.
And her husband is a very lucky man.
Yes, he is. Yes, and so are her children. They may not realize it yet, but they are.
Amen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, Ray.
I wish more people in politics were like that.
Yeah. We need men and women of integrity.
Yeah.
Who believe in God and fear God and, respect God. Right now, we've got D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. And there's a reason they wanted to remove God. It's because they didn't want to answer to him. But, you know, it's not going to matter. They're going to answer to him anyway.
So I don't ask why they hate Trump so much.
It is. It is. Well, he's not one of them. He wants to make America great again for all colors. Now, I don't know that I'll agree with everything he does, but I do believe he really wants to do that. I think he does see problems and wants to fix it. But they don't want to fix it. And that is obvious by how they're voting.
He's done more in 11 months than the last five or six presidents have done. Period.
Well, he sure has changed how we're being seen in the globe. That's for sure.
Yeah. Our respect is back.
Yeah. Yes. But we don't respect him. And I don't mean you and I. CNN, I had an article here from CNN, and I thought I just had to laugh at the arrogance of these people, that they think the world revolves around them. So this is that Brian Stiller, and he suggests that the only reason President Donald Trump is inviting Russia to come over here is because he wants to harass the media. It's the only reason he's doing it is just to get back at the media, you know, just to harass them and laugh at them. Well, they're pretty laughable already. I hope that the majority of the American people could see that CNN and ABC and NBC and even Fox at times, these people are lying to you, just out and out lying to you, or telling half-truths, which is still a lie. But that they think that the only reason he's doing it is to harass them is so arrogant that, you know, that's all he has to do with his day is to think up ideas to make fun of and harass the mainstream media. It's just laughable to me. But go ahead, Ray. I've got some other callers.
As far as Trump goes, I think the reason they hate him, he's like that doctor that tells you the truth. That tells you you need to quit smoking and you need to lose weight. Once you get over it being mad, you realize that he's right.
Yeah. As long as that doctor isn't standing there extremely heavy set and smoking while he's telling you that. I worked for some doctors, so I know a few of them. All right. Thank you, Ray. I appreciate
your
call. We're going to go to Skits in Nebraska. Skits, how are you today?
Hey, to that lady that called in, what's her name, Lauren?
Yes, she's awesome, isn't she?
You go, girl! Hey, another paranoid, delusional, schizophrenic, right-wing, bomb-throwing, fanatic, birther, truther, racist, bigot, homophobe, Islamophobe, 9/11 truther, Sandy Hook truther, hey, person after my heart.
She is awesome.
Yeah.
Bold woman standing up for what is right. She definitely.
Tax reform. It's gotten to the point where, you know, I mean, Trump is going to try and do all he can, but you know, you got 500 of those congressmen that have been bought and paid for, and they better toe the line and. And look at these tax defense partners, these IRS defense. That is a huge industry, and all these tax accountants. Man, if we had a flat tax, or if we abolished the IRS and the income tax, hey, then people are going to have to pick up a broom or a shovel, or either that or learn a trade and get their hands dirty. They ain't going to give that up. Oh, no. And you stand between Goldman Sachs or Lazard Frere or some major corporation and a few billion dollars, you just signed your death warrant.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that we're going to, at some point, you know, a whole bunch of us is going to have to make a trip to the district of criminals and, you know, just have a little meet and greet and, you know, throw a little Christmas party or a New Year's celebration for, you know, the likes of Mr. McConnell and Schumer and Ryan and the rest of them.
McCain.
Lindsey. And,
Graham.
You know, we're going to have to have a little get-together with them, you know.
You know what they need? I have a girlfriend used to say she's going to give them a come-to-Jesus talk. And that's what they need. They need the American people to stand up and say, you know what, we're done.
I mean, everybody's saying that. I hope Roy Moore gets elected.
Well, we'll see what happens.
I hope Roy Moore gets elected.
We will see. I have a little something about that, too. And that was what I really went off with Charles Barkley. He was campaigning for Jones against Roy Moore, calling Roy Moore a white nationalist. And I'm not sure what the other guy is, but...
the other guy is a sock puppet, basically, for the swamp, which is basically controlled from afar by the Rothschild.
Only the American people can drain that swamp, but we have to wake them up, and that's what we're trying to do here.
I hope we can do it by the ballot box instead of the cartridge box. I hope so. That's all I can say.
I hope so too, Skits. I'm going to let you go because I got to go to Jim in Missouri. Skits, thank you. Jim in Missouri, how are you today?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind, sir?
I was just thinking that the big problem with the Muslim population, especially people like Charles Barkley, is that we're Christians. They cannot handle the idea of Christianity. Christianity is the biggest threat to Islam in the whole world, you know, and they know it. Because that's what people, they fear the most is being taken over by Christians.
That's where they really are set free.
Yeah.
But they don't want to be set free, do they?
Yeah. No, they want, and so I think he said earlier, somebody said that they're out to destroy us in our way of life, and people like Charles Barkley need to figure out where his support comes from to begin with. You know, I mean, Phoenix Suns paid him good money.
He needs a history lesson, and I don't know that it'll do him any good because they have to be open and honest, and I don't know that they can do that. That's why I ask the question, what do you really think America should look like today? Because if you listen to both sides, I mean, if you listen to the left and the Republicans, I hear the music, they both want big government. They don't want freedom and independence. So have we totally lost this spirit of independence that our founding fathers had? Even though it was in the stage where it was building, and we've become a great nation, but that doesn't mean we can't be greater. But it doesn't mean we have to be bigger. I'm going to have to let you go, Jim. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it so very much. We're going into a break. What do you want America today to look like? Should we just be big government, doling out money to everybody? We're so far in debt. How can that possibly be? That just enslaves everybody. Debt enslaves you, right? 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carriker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse. abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have had quite the discussion today. I kind of wondered what was going to happen. You know, you never know what's going to happen with these shows. I got pretty upset. I kind of took a vacation from the news during the Thanksgiving weekend. I didn't get on Facebook. I didn't get on Twitter. I didn't turn on television and listen to any news. I just kind of took a vacation. And then I turned it on just a little while last night, and I saw Charles Barkley campaigning for Jones in Alabama and going off on white nationalism. And I thought, this man, he may be a good athlete, but he hasn't got a clue. He just doesn't have a clue. And, you know, that's kind of sad, really. We're a republic if you could keep it, Benjamin Franklin said. We didn't do very good at keeping it. Well, apparently we're a lazy people. We're a very lazy people. And if you have any misgivings about the presidency, President Donald Trump, I want you to take a step back, and I want you to look at reality of how many people hate this man. Oh, they loved him before he ran for president. Oh, my goodness, he was a star. I never watched the show. I never watched The Apprentice. You know, he was a star there. He made them lots of money on that network. He had the was a Miss America or Miss Universe. He had the beauty contest. He was with that. They loved him. Democrats and Republicans alike, they went and asked this billionaire for money, and now they hate him. They hate him so much. I would like to know how many of them ever went to him for money. I want to know. Because I know almost all of them did. But they don't want him messing up their livelihood. So, Republicans and Democrats alike have become obstructionists. And they will fight this president and make sure that he fails on every promise that he has made to the American people. They will call him a sexist. They will call him a racist. They will do whatever they can to keep from doing what he promised the American people. They don't want to build a wall. They don't want to secure national security. They don't want to have freedom of religion. They don't want to repeal Obamacare, a national health care system that is failing, costing the American people bukus of dollars, and doing nothing for your health. That's just a lie. And they don't want tax reform, not in the way that you and I think about it. No. They want to fight you at every single step of the way. We have Mel from Arizona. Mel, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. I got a little bit heated, didn't I?
Well, yes. Maybe you should get a little bit heated. Maybe we should all get a little bit heated.
I think we should.
You know, your one question that you started off with today is, what do you want America to look like? And we've had people sitting there talking this and that. I'll tell you what I would like America to look like.
Okay.
I'd like to look like it looked like in 1912, before we had the income tax, before we had the Federal Reserve, before we started changing over from becoming a republic to becoming a democracy, when we changed the way we elect our senators.
Oh, my, yes.
That's... In 1913, you want to talk about a dark year for the American Republic, it was 1913.
When they went incorporated, they did incorporate the income tax and the Federal Reserve, all of it.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. The income tax, and as late as 1899, the Supreme Court had said the income tax was unconstitutional.
And
in 1899, they said that. And now we're at a point to where, you know, that's all we fight about. Well, first of all, the Constitution had a system for taxation set up, and it made sense, and it was fair. But that's what we need to do, is go back to where we to living in accordance with the documents that our founders left us with.
And I think you're absolutely right.
When it comes to electing senators, back when the senators were elected by the state legislators, to whom did they owe their allegiance? They owe their allegiance to their home states.
That's right.
Now they don't. They owe it to whoever gave them the most money for their reelection campaign last year.
And you can live anywhere and move to another state and buy your Senate seat.
Well, yeah, Robert Kennedy.
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton, yes, and there are others. And so there it is. We have taken. We've lost the idea of what a republic is. We've become a democracy. And our founders had a lot of things to say about democracies. Not
and it
many
wasn't
of them
good.
Were very good. Exactly
it
right.
Good.
Not many, not very good at all. So they knew what the heck they were talking about. And then, of course, the Federal Reserve Act, which turned over our economy basically to a, I don't know what they are. Nobody can really tell me what the Federal Reserve is, except that they sit there and they
write up. Bunch of rich bankers.
That's right, exactly right.
A bunch of rich bankers. They have nothing to do with our government other than they're telling us how we have to do our currency.
Other than they're called federal. They're not. They're no more federal than
well, that's a that's
look at that I stepped on last night.
You know, that's a deception. Just like HSUS, the Humane Society of the United States, has nothing to do with the United States. It's an organization that's getting rich off of campaigning for animals when most of the money goes to the people.
Well,
and,
you know, they're wanting animals to have the same rights as human beings and all
as
this
well
other
as
nonsense. They're a bunch of crazy people, but they are. But,
they are, and they come in all colors too, don't they?
And by the way, since you're on Charles Barkley, only a few years ago, Charles Barkley was defending the Republican way of life. Mm. When he was talking about the way things were running, and his mama said, "But Charles, the Republicans are all for rich people." And Charles said, "But Mama, I am rich."
Yeah. He's still rich, but he's changed his mind on who he's going to support. We're out of time.
Well,
Mel, thank you. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you.
Bye.
1912, we go back. What America should look like. No income tax. No Federal Reserve. When senators represented the states and not corporations and lobbyists. Wow, that's a dream. That's called a republic. Coming Home is the music that you hear. Coming Home. We the people are the only ones who can drain the swamp and restore the republic. Or bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.